So we're thrilled that you're here. Please come back and see us then. And soon we will sound like you expect us to sound, and we apologize. We'll have more to say to visitors after we discuss some things this morning. We're going to talk a little bit about Jesus calling us to walk in the Spirit. You know, this is an important idea. Jesus calls us to a special kind of life. He doesn't just call us because he wants us to acknowledge that he is our Messiah, that he doesn't just want us to acknowledge that he is our Lord. He really wants us to live a special kind of life. And part of the reason that he wants us to live that life is so that other people will see the life that we're living and they'll say, well, I want that too. Part of it is because he just wants us to have a relationship with God, and that relationship is going to make all the difference in the world. We're going to begin this morning in Galatians, the fifth chapter. I can't believe that Ted chose the passages that he chose this morning for us to read together. First or Second Corinthians, the 13th chapter, and then Ephesians, the second chapter. Notice how many times in those readings and here in Galatians 5, the apostles keep talking about changing the way that we live. We used to be servants of darkness, but now we're servants of light. We used to walk according to the prince of the power of the air, but now we walk according to Jesus and according to his leadership. So let's begin in Galatians 5. I want to begin in verse 16. He says, walk by the Spirit, and you'll not gratify the desires of the flesh. The desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. These are opposed to each other. So, to keep you from doing the things that you want to do. But if you're led by the Spirit, and that's what we want, if you're led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. The works of the flesh are manifest. And then he outlines them. They're evident, he says in the English Standard Version. Sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. These are the things that the flesh teaches us to do. But he continues. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Those who belong to Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Now think about that for just a minute. You know, that's an important statement. People that walk in the flesh do these kinds of things. Those are the things that he outlines. He says they practice sexual immorality, or King James Version says they practice adultery. They exhibit impurity. They exhibit sensuality. When you think about those, you know, in terms of sexual morality, he names the whole range of things. He says, don't commit adultery. Don't practice impurity. In other translations, it would say fornication. Adultery is having sexual intimate relationships with someone who's married that's not your wife or your husband. Sexual impurity is having sexual relations with somebody who doesn't necessarily have to be married. Then he talks about sensuality. Don't even spend your time thinking about sexual immorality. So he says, don't do it, whether it's with a married person or a non-married person, and don't spend your time thinking about it. Regardless whether somebody says that's what men think about all the time. He says they practice idolatry. They practice sorcery. They exhibit enmity. Enmity is just anger. They exhibit strife. They show jealousy. They show fits of anger. If these are the things that characterize your life, you're walking by the flesh. These are not the things that characterize the life that is of the Spirit. They exhibit rivalries. They exhibit dissension. They show envy. They show drunkenness. They participate in orgies. Just sexual drinking parties. Those are not the kinds of things that people that walk by the Spirit do. And then he says, those people that walk in the Spirit do these things. You know, I am guilty of thinking that the things that belong to the Spirit are gifts that the Spirit gives to us and we're not involved in it. That's not true. Look at the comparison that he's drawing here in Galatians 5. The works of the flesh, those are the things that people that walk after the flesh do, and the fruit of the Spirit, those are the things that people that walk after the Spirit do. They show love. They show joy. They show peace. They show patience. They show kindness. They show goodness. They exhibit faithfulness. They show gentleness. They exhibit self-control. When we talk about somebody that exhibits peace, that enjoys this fruit of the Spirit, it's very much like what Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers. Showing peace is not being able to say, I'm at peace with God. It's showing peace, living peace, living faithfulness. It's living love. It's not a gift that God imposes upon us. It's true that the only way we'll know about this is if we listen to God, but it's not a gift that God imposes on us. It's what we do. Just like what we do can demonstrate that we're walking after the flesh. So what's the lesson for me? We're going to talk about this for a couple of weeks. But let me just very quickly say this. The fruit of the Spirit is what I do, just like the works of the flesh is what I do. You know, in Acts, the 6th chapter, the apostles were confronted with a situation where they weren't distributing to the needs of the Grecian widows as well as they should. And so The apostles said, well, we could take over this distribution, but that's not a good solution. What we want you to do is you look out from among yourselves seven men. And then they said, look for this kind of people. They're full of the Spirit. They have the Spirit. And the way that you'll know that they have the Spirit is because their life is characterized by these things. So he says, the fruit of the Spirit is what we do. It's what the Spirit produces in us. And the second lesson that I see in this is a lesson that David, King David in the Old Testament, and the Apostle James learned very well. They remind us that walking after the flesh or after the Spirit is a film. It's not just a snapshot. It's your way of life. More than what happened at any particular slice of your life. It's the way you live your life. David understood sin is very real. He committed adultery. He took Bathsheba, another man's wife, 2 Samuel, the 11th chapter. James became angry in Luke, the 9th chapter. But neither one of them really walked that way. That wasn't like David. That was so out of character for him, because David was a man after God's own heart. This was out of character for him, and it was out of character for James. Now, it may have been part of his character before. He's called the Son of Thunder, and that may have been the way that he walked before, but not anymore. Luke, the 9th chapter, James did show a fit of anger. And yes, it was sin, but that's not the way that James walked. James was a man who walked with God. Repentance is coming back to the way that we walk. It may be that you, in your walk, have a snapshot moment that's out of character for you, and you need to return to God. Return to the way that you were walking. Return to who you really are. That's repentance. And if you've never put on Jesus and you've never begun this walk and you're stuck living after the flesh and you don't want to live that way, you want to put on Jesus and you want to live after the Spirit, we want to help you do that. You can put him on in baptism this morning if you wish. You can do it anytime. Just call somebody. Say that you want to put on Jesus in baptism, and we will help you to do that. But we want you to think about it very seriously. Do I want to walk after the flesh, or do I want to walk after the Spirit?